Thank you all for being here. We're grateful for everyone joining us. Today we are announcing and celebrating a landmark safety achievement, a new rule which guarantees that commercial pilots have the opportunity to get proper rest before entering the cockpit, a measure that has been a quarter of a century in the making. The single worst day for me in this job was February 12, 2009, when Colgan Air Flight 3407 crashed outside of Buffalo. During the days and weeks that followed, I met with the families of the 49 passengers and the crew that was on board. I know that the families met with not only myself, but members of Congress, other people at the FAA, and also including President Obama when he made a trip to Buffalo, New York. And I gave them my word that this administration would redouble our commitment to aviation safety in collaboration with both America's major air carriers and their regional partners. Among other immediate steps, we issued a call to action in the aviation community. We held dozens of aviation forums all over this country, which included stakeholders from regional airlines, the major airlines, pilots, and any number of groups that wanted to attend. The airlines took a number of actions on their own initiative, and we're grateful to that. And today, we are unveiling our final ruling. Here are the facts. This new rule will afford pilots the opportunity to get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep before a flight. Two, it will place new limits on the numbers of hours a pilot can fly weekly and monthly. Three, it will ensure that pilots have a greater number of consecutive hours off duty each week. Four, will provide airlines with greater flexibility to adjust scheduling. Five, if a pilot does feel too fatigued to fly, this new rule gives them the ability to stand up and say so. In fact, it's now that pilot's responsibility to inform his or her carrier. At the Department of Transportation, our fundamental mission is to help Americans move safely from one place to another. Safety is our number one priority. Thousands of people today boarded airplanes.
This is a great day for aviation safety. Our new rule increases rest for commercial pilots and safety for air travelers. Airline pilots will be fully rested and more alert because we're creating the conditions for more rest and better rest before flying. The traveling public expects an alert and rested flight crew every time they get on board a plane, and this rule benefits both pilots and passengers as we continue to ensure the safety of our nation's air transportation system. Combating fatigue in the cockpit is the obligation of both airlines and pilots working together. Every pilot has a personal responsibility to arrive at work fit for duty. This new rule gives pilots enough time to get the rest they really need. And this rule is flexible. Air carriers can tailor their programs depending on the type of flights that they conduct, long haul or short haul, day or night. It's not a one size fits all. I'd like to take a minute and outline for you five highlights from the new rule that address fatigue and that will improve safety. First, we're using the latest fatigue science to set the new requirements for pilot schedules. The rule addresses cumulative fatigue and how flight schedules affect the body's 24-hour clock. We have incorporated fatigue science into a clear and simplified approach in how we determined appropriate duty periods. The approach will take into account factors such as the time of day that a pilot takes his or her first flight, the number of scheduled flight segments, and the number of time zones that might be crossed. This is a new method for determining how long a pilot can remain on duty without a rest period. Second, the FAA is expanding the definition of a flight duty period to include more than just the time spent flying the plane. The flight duty period now includes training in an aircraft or a simulator, standing by on call for flights at an airport, or flying on company time to another city to start a flight, the practice that's known as deadheading. These duties are part of the workday, and they contribute to fatigue, so they will now be counted as flight duty time above the core job of flying the plane. Third, we're requiring a minimum 10-hour rest period before a flight. That's a 2-hour increase over the old rules. This should allow enough time for a pilot to arrive at a hotel, eat, and have an opportunity for 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. If there are delays or circumstances that cut into that 8-hour sleep opportunity, then the pilot should notify the carrier that he or she needs more time to rest. Fourth, we're addressing the issue of cumulative fatigue by placing weekly and 28-day limits on a pilot's schedule. Pilots will now be required to have at least 30 consecutive hours free from duty on a weekly basis, and that's a 25% increase over the current rules. And finally, this rule will provide airlines the options to develop fatigue risk management systems based on fatigue science. This gives them the opportunity to create an alternative model for combating fatigue. The systems use data to evaluate and mitigate the fatigue risk in a work schedule. Such systems allow flexibility and innovation in mitigating fatigue. So those are the five highlights of the rule: a new simplified scientific way to determine a pilot's duty period, a broader definition of a flight duty period, a minimum 10-hour rest period, weekly and monthly limits on a pilot's schedule, and the option for airlines to develop fatigue risk management systems.